Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Let me begin today's podcast by stating unequivocally that I believe in photography as a medium for artistic expression. But that doesn't mean that all photography is a medium for artistic expression. There is a difference. And knowing the difference between photography as an artistic means of expression and photography as a means of showing us something, knowing that difference is a crucial step in the process of becoming a fine art photographer, at least in my way of thinking. Let's take a look at this from a little closer perspective. Let's imagine that someone is looking at your images. Is that the beginning of a process or the end of one? Is viewing your image the end of their engagement with it? Or do we hope that viewing our image is the beginning of some sort of small mental journey that engages their imagination, maybe poses a few questions, or moves them to a further experience? That, to me, is the heart of photography and what we've dedicated Lenswork to do these last 32 years. One of the things I'm most proud of in Lenswork is that after 171 issues, we've never published a camera review, and I can assure you, never will. I've always been much more interested in images than how we make them. Images do things. A description of how we make them educates us to do more, but what is the more we want to do? That is to say, what is the goal of an image? Well, in its simplistic form, the goal of an image is to present information. And every time we click the shutter, unless there's a technical flaw, we accomplish that goal pretty easily. Presenting information is not a complex thing, particularly with today's technologies. But presenting information isn't much of a goal. This train of thought always leads me directly to Gary Winogrand, who made thousands and thousands and thousands of exposures, but only a tiny percentage of those did he consider his artwork. What's the difference between the ones that are artwork and the ones that aren't? That's the goal of the process, to understand what that difference is and then to try to do whatever we can to employ the proper techniques, the proper photographic response, so that we go beyond the presentation of information. When someone shows me a picture and says, "Gee, isn't this a lovely waterfall?" my response is always, "Yeah, it's a lovely waterfall." So what? It may be an accomplishment to overcome some technological hurdles to make the waterfall look as lovely in the print as it does in real life. But of course, we'll never accomplish that because the real life thing is always going to be more impressive than the two-dimensional flat reproduction of it in a photograph. But that doesn't diminish the photograph as artwork. It just means that a photograph can never be as good as the real thing. So, with that in mind, what is the goal of the photograph if it's not to replace the real thing? And there's got to be some sort of objective, or there's no reason to make the photograph. Well, I would propose that the reason to make the photograph is to motivate the viewer to go beyond the information that's presented to some sort of deeper level response. That might be emotional. It might be to ask a question. It might be to raise their curiosity. It might be to engage a disagreement with the viewer so that it becomes a little bit of a debate. I suspect if I put a little more thought into this, I could probably come up with another dozen or two reasons to make a photograph that go beyond the mere presentation of information. But I can sum them all up by saying this. The purpose of a photograph is to get the viewer to engage in some sort of dialogue with the ideas that are presented in the photograph, with the questions, the emotions, the curiosity, etc. Engagement is what we're interested in. The worst thing someone can do when they look at one of my photographs is to have it sort of bounce off of them as though they're made of Teflon and not stick at all, so that the photograph becomes perfectly forgettable a fraction of a second after they've seen it. That's the worst thing that can happen with a photograph. What's the best thing? The best thing that can happen is they look at my photograph and it gets them thinking. And maybe an hour later, 2 hours later, 2 days later, 2 weeks later, they're still thinking about that photograph in the back of their mind because somehow it stuck. It engaged them in a way that became captivating. That's what we want with our photographs. I know a lot of us, for example, carry around that picture of Weston's famous pepper in our mind's eye gallery. Why? What is there about that image that is so engaging? I still can't describe it. I can't put my finger on it, but I can pull it up and see it in my mind's eye in an instant because it engaged me in a way that went beyond saying, "This is a pepper." I've seen lots and lots of pictures of pepper that weren't done for artistic purposes, and they look like peppers. But Weston's pepper number 30 isn't just a pepper. It touches something much deeper. And although I've read and heard lots of people talk about that famous image, no one has really verbalized it in such a way that's made it more powerful than just the impression I carry of it in my mind's eye. Another way I think about this is it more important to remember the moment that we made the photograph or the feeling that we had when we made the photograph? Is photography about scenes and moments and those tiny fractions of life that are captured in a 60th of a second? Or is it more important that that photograph generate a feeling that we remember, that moves us, that questions us? In essence, I would propose that the best photographs are the ones that are springboards to something beyond the image itself. Minor White famously talked about don't photograph what it is, photograph what else it is. That's photography as metaphor. That touches this idea of a springboard to go beyond the image itself. But going beyond the image itself doesn't necessarily mean using a photograph as a metaphor. It can mean using the photograph to touch in us something that's much deeper than our eyes. One of the best interviews I've conducted in the over 500 some odd interviews I've done for Lenswork was when I had an opportunity to talk with Eugene H. Johnson. Here's an excerpt from that interview, which I think addresses this point precisely.
There's a photograph called The Vision of the Heart. And there's a photograph of an old lady sitting in front of her house, and then there's a chicken looking up at this old woman. And the story is a very unique one, because when I first met this old lady, I was in her house, and her children were there, her grandchildren were there, her great-great-grandchildren were there, and we were all laughing and joking, drinking coffee and eating little snacks. And after a couple of hours, the old woman, she grabbed my arm and she said, "Are you afraid of me?" And I said, "Why would I be afraid of you?" She said, "Well, many people are." I said, "I cannot see a single reason why I would be afraid of you." And she said, "Well, people are afraid of me because I'm blind." And I had been with this woman for a couple of hours and didn't even realize that she did not have seeing eyes. And then she told me, she says, "You know, my son, I am blind, but I can see better than others." I said, "Then how is that?" She says, "Because I can see with my heart." And I didn't think too much of it at that particular time, but then she went on and she said, "You know, many people, when they see things, their eyes are confused by the physical aspects of things. But," she says, I can feel the soul of people and things." And so I listened to her, and eventually I had to leave. And then several months later, I returned to that same house, and I went in, and everyone was still there, everyone except the old lady. And the first thing that went through my mind, "Oh my gosh, maybe she died." And then I asked the people in the house, I said, "Please, can you tell me where Grandma is?" And they said, "Oh, she's in the back of the house, just sitting. Why don't you go in to say hello?" And I said, "Oh, most definitely." And so when I went around the back of the house, I saw the old lady gazing into the sunlight. And then this chicken walked into the composition. And I knew I was going to have to break one of my cardinal rules of photography. I sat the tripod down and I made a photograph without permission. And when I finished, the woman still hadn't stirred. And then I walked in her direction and she extended her hand. And she said, "Oh, my son, you've returned, you've returned." And I said, "But how did you know it was me?" And she said, "Have you forgotten that I can see with my heart?"
Vision of the heart. Isn't that a lovely phrase? That's exactly what we're trying to do with photography as an art medium. It's not a description of facts. It's a vision of the heart. And the more we understand that that's the goal of the process, the more I think we connect with photography's artistic potential and connect with one another and connect with our own deeper self. That is the goal of the process.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.